The only thing that really was pressed into my heart as we were praying, in Matthew chapter 7, the Lord kind of wants us to recognize that when we judge and we find fault with someone, it can actually boomerang. And when we begin to see an irritation, whether it's in an individual or within ourselves, many years back, the Lord showed me that Romans chapter 2 was a solution. Because God is after what you and I don't see on the inside of ourselves. We have a tendency to see the mistakes or the difficulties in someone else. And it is so, how maybe sneaky is the word? And the Holy Spirit was reminding me of how when we see someone falling apart or disabled, maybe is the best word. What is a disability? It's a lack of something that they're functioning without. How do you get to see a change come about? Well, maybe the change should come in you and me first. But we have a tendency to stop the pain. And when we're hurting, and we see someone else going back into an old pattern, the first response usually is anger. And that anger should be a signal to all of us. Do you ever recognize that when that anger is in us, there's a reason for that anger to be there? And it's usually based in some kind of a judgment or a fault finding of some form, of some type. And I remember the Lord one time said to me, "Are you going to give up your expectations?" Because I was offended and I was hurting. But my expectations were staying intact. I wanted that individual to wake up. And one morning, the Holy Spirit said, "I'm not going to wake that person up until you wake up." So he wasn't after them, he was after me. And if you study Romans 2, you'll see that the very thing that's operating in them is what's operating in you. And it's right there, as clear as can be. And the Amplified will actually awaken you. If you have an Amplified Bible, you read and study Romans 2. You're not going to be a happy camper. Because it's going to identify something in you and me that needs to come out. And the Holy Spirit's on your case. He's not on their case, he's on your case. So don't be upset if it's striking home a little bit. Because God is after all of us. His purpose is to change us from where we've lived to where he wants us to live. Earlier, I was reminded that Jesus became such an irritation that the whole town wanted to throw him over a cliff. Did they succeed? Why?
Father got him out.
Father got him out. I was reading this morning and it says when John the Baptist got thrown in jail, Jesus moved out of town. Why? He moved to Capernaum. John's ministry was now in jail. Jesus' ministry went public. Why? You know, I can relate to what my sister was sharing about how the lack of respect, the lack of accountability, and the pain that's involved when you see someone just choosing to stick their head in the sand and live there. And you get so frustrated because you want to see them come out of their jail. Who put them in jail? Huh?
They did.
Yeah, they did. Okay, how did John the Baptist land in jail?
He opened his mouth.
Yeah. Now, can you and I, when we open our mouth, land ourselves in jail? We can. And it's not because God is upset. That's not the case. He's trying to show us something about ourselves, every single one of us. And when we really humble ourselves and we say, okay, I haven't got it put together yet. I haven't finished the job. The job's not done. God is still in the job. He's still on his throne. He's going to do something. How do I get free from this anxiety?
Trust him. Easier said than done.
Sometimes when I get frustrated, I can't trust anybody. Mm-hmm. I don't even trust me. Anybody relate?
Mm-hmm.
What you can do is you can give thanks in all circumstances. Begin to thank the Lord for the way they are. Speak it out. Declare it with your mouth. Lord, I know that person is frustrated. They're irritating me, but I'm going to praise you for the way they are because it's causing me to see myself. And whatever's in me that needs to come out, I want it exposed. And when it's exposed, how many know you can't do anything when something is covered up? But when it's exposed, you can change it. You can humble yourself and say, God, I can't deal with this because I can see it in me. I don't like it, but I want it out. And I'm asking for help. I'm asking for counsel. I'm asking for the Holy Ghost to do his job because the Holy Ghost is a counselor. Yes?
Yes.
And he will counsel you. He will literally let you get frustrated to the point where you will ask for help. And that's humility. So if you can't do something on your own, and we've shared, and you've had enough sharing tonight about how you can't do it, but each one made one comment in harmony. Jesus can do it. Jesus is able. Jesus has that ability. The Holy Ghost is available to each of us. So close your eyes. Lift your hands to the Lord. Say, Lord, I thank you to expose whatever's hurting in me.
Whatever has caused it.
I want that foundation gone. Exposed. Whatever it is that needs to be cleaned up.
Get through to me.
I'm willing to be taught.
I want to learn.
And Holy Spirit,
I know you are a counselor.
And you're more than able
to counsel me.
I receive it by faith.
In Jesus' name.
Amen?
And amen.
Share some hugs with each other. Because you know who's in charge, amen? Oh, who's in charge, amen?